It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts, Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw, speakers for the Amazing Facts Ministry, as they now open the Bible and discuss themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned, because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, friends, and welcome again to Bible Talk, where we talk about what the Bible has to say to us today. I'm John Bradshaw, and with me is Gary Gibbs. Hi there, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm excited today. I always enjoy these opportunities when we get together for Bible Talk and talk about these Bible subjects. Particularly right now, we're in the midst of a really good subject.
It's a topic that has impacted my life.
Mine too.
When I first became a Christian, I was told that in order to evidence my salvation, I needed to speak in tongues.
I'll tell you something. That was my experience as well. And I felt particular. I'll tell you two things now. And surely not everyone's going to have this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I felt very insecure because I was not experiencing that gift. And number two, I knew there are a bunch of people all around me who were putting it on.
Really?
This is not a false accusation, because some of them just flat out admitted it later on.
Now, why would they do that?
Well, because if you don't have that gift, you're looked upon as though you're not saved. And
you're,
if everyone's
second,
got it,
second class Christian.
Sure, and it's just the same, for the same reason as teenagers have got to wear a certain item of clothing. Man, you got to fit in. And so these guys were faking it and trying it out and doing all sorts of things. And, you know, Christians just don't need to go there.
In fact, now that you mentioned that, I remember meeting a fellow who told me that, he faked it because he didn't want to be left out.
Sure.
Now, if you've obviously, John, not everyone fakes it.
No, if you've got the genuine gift of tongues, well, praise the Lord for that.
Now, the genuine gift of tongues, that insinuates there might be an ungenuine gift of tongues.
Hey, let's be mature. Why wouldn't there be? We know that all the way through Christianity, there are counterfeits, there are false beliefs, there are people who are confused. Stands to reason that's going to happen on this subject as well.
Yeah, the devil counterfeits almost everything that God has done.
Yes, he does. In Acts chapter 2, though, it is so clear what was going on at Pentecost. Believers came from all parts. They didn't know Christ as Lord and Savior. God wanted for his disciples to preach to these others of Christ, but how could they do it in languages they'd never learned? God gave them what the Bible calls the gift of tongues. It was the miraculous ability to speak other languages to communicate Christ.
Now, John, that might really be shocking one of our listeners right now, and they have not heard our previous programs on this topic. How can they catch up with what we've already discussed regarding the true biblical gift of tongues?
You know, I'd say it's very, very simple. Read Acts chapter 2. Read 1 Corinthians 12. Read 1 Corinthians 14. Make sure you get our Bible study guide that we're offering you at the end of this program. Make sure. And Gary, you know, there's something very simple that I want to suggest to everybody today.
What would that be?
Let's say an unsaved person comes to church. They see this going on in church, right? They say, wow, this is spectacular. Maybe then
it scares some people. Say, wow, I'm out of here.
That's true. Some do. Maybe they get prayed over and bam, they start experiencing it too.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't read about it in the Bible. They haven't studied it.
So they're having an experience that hasn't been checked by the Word of God.
And many people don't even check it. They just go to the Bible and suppose that what the Bible is saying squares with what they're learning at church.
Now, John, you're not questioning these people's salvation.
No, absolutely not.
I have a lot of good friends who are dear Christians, better than Christians that who don't even speak in tongues. But so what are you really saying? Because we don't want to be putting anybody down or questioning their experience, do we?
No, we don't. I would say the same as what I'd say to somebody who prays to dead people. And I used to do that for many years.
You prayed to dead people.
I prayed to saints and prayed to Mary and all of this before I discovered the Bible reveals clearly these people are dead, sleeping, waiting for the resurrection. Pray to a living God, see? So that's a mistaken biblical belief. I would say, hey, that is mistaken. Come to what the Bible says. Just because someone's mistaken doesn't mean they're lost or not a Christian.
Well, yeah, it's mistaken according to your view.
True enough. But let's find out whether it's mistaken according to Scripture.
Listen, John, you have your view. Somebody else has their view. They love the Lord. You love the Lord. Leave it alone. Why do you have to worry about this?
I would say, number one, God has his view, and we want to stand where God stands. Jesus said the truth will make you free, and I think everybody knows that even if in your sincerity you're believing a lie, this has the possibility, the strong possibility, to eventually lead you away from God when deceptions become full-blown.
Well, that's a pretty sobering thought to think about that.
Oh, sure.
John, I've heard people say, with a lot of vigor, in fact, they've said the way they handle the tongue thing is they say the tongues were only for the apostolic church. It was just for the early Christian church. Those gifts will not be in the church. In fact, you can go into churches today where there are no gifts exercised other than, you know, the typical traditional church where you have the pastor and the teacher, but you don't see any gifts of healing. You know, some of the more charismatic, and that might not even be the best choice of words, but
I know what you're getting
the
at.
More dynamic gifts like miracles and gifts of tongues. And so we've kind of relegated all the miraculous ones and the supernatural ones to the distant past. Is that biblical?
Man, what you're doing when you do that is you are relegating the power of the Holy Spirit. See, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will come into a person's life and bring gifts. Where the Holy Spirit is, the gifts are going to be clustered around in with the Holy Spirit.
So we can expect gifts of miracles today?
Why not? The Bible says we can expect
prophesying?
Them. Absolutely.
Then we can expect tongues as well.
Yes, we can. The genuine gift now.
Now, where does the Bible say this?
When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and it's in 1 Corinthians you read so much about tongues, in fact, he started off the letter writing to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 6, and I'm going to ask you to read verse 7, Gary. So get to 1 Corinthians, verse 6, Paul is writing, and he says, "Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you," you find out in Revelation, that's the a testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, gift of prophecy. He says, "Even as that was confirmed in you," okay, he's talking about a spiritual gift in verse 7.
"So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Are Christians today waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus?
Well, I'm waiting, and I know a lot of Christians are waiting for his coming.
Amen. And the Bible says that as we wait, we should come behind in no gift. So the gifts ought to be, must be, existing in the Christian church.
Why do we need the gifts? He says he doesn't want us to come behind in any gift. Church is going just fine in a lot of places. In fact, John, if you exercise some gifts in certain churches, it doesn't help. It hurts. Boy, churches get all upset and they start shooting at each other.
Yeah, sometimes literally. I think everybody would admit that church isn't going just fine in a lot of places. Man, a lot of churches are just dead on their feet, and they've milked the Holy Spirit right out of there. They just want to have some starchy thing where you're in, you're out, and you can conveniently forget God the rest of the week.
So what's a gift?
Well, the Bible lists some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We talked about that last time. Shall we go through that again?
Yeah, let's look at them. We talked about tongues. I've already mentioned tongues and prophesying. What are some of the other gifts?
Well, we'll see how the Holy Spirit enriches the church through these gifts and prospers its ministry. 1 Corinthians 12, we could start there, mentions the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone, to profit everyone. Verse 8 talks about the word of wisdom. It talks about the word of knowledge. It then talks about faith, and I hope everyone has received that gift. It talks about, in verse 9, the gifts of healing.
So some people have more wisdom than others, obviously.
Well, that works in two ways, on a natural level and on a supernatural level as well. God might give you that gift.
I've been in church committee meetings where some people, you just know, God gives them insight beyond the natural ability, and they help you see what decisions need to be made.
Quite right. That's right. The gift of healing. That's an important gift.
You know, I've been in services in my particular church. We don't do the televangelist approach to healing, where you have a bunch of people come forward and
you don't push them over on the ground.
Knock them on their head. Have you ever had that experience?
As a matter of fact, as a brand new Christian, I have. I went to the front. The guy was going to heal all and sundry, just come right up and get healed. And I was believing. And I said, "Lord, my left eye doesn't work as good as my right eye. This isn't, I mean, I'm not asking you to to grow back an amputated arm or something here. Just fix a little old astigmatism. Surely that's not beyond the power of God. I went up there believing, man. And the guy prayed for me and I fell over and, you know, I guess I knew I had to do that. That was what it was expected.
So your faith was good.
I believe it was.
You fell over.
Sure.
Just, did it knock your eye back into place?
No, no. Someone caught me and laid me gently on the ground, see. And the short of it was my eye didn't get healed at all. Now, so that sometimes this spectacular business, it's not so spectacular. And when you read about anointing in the book of James, it doesn't square with this, come on up here and I'll knock you down.
No, you don't see Jesus doing that to people. I've been, though, in healing services. My wife, I believe, was healed in a quiet, dignified, reverent anointing service of a malady she had. I've been in others where I've prayed with people and I've had the privilege of seeing God actually heal them. And you know it's God because the doctors couldn't do it.
That's
and there's
right.
Nothing anybody else could do. So it was God that healed them.
Yes, I've had that too. And a minister friend I worked with at one time, I'm talking about the gift of healing now. It seemed that somehow God worked through this man again and again and again to bring healing through anointing services to many people in all kinds of physical distress. People on their deathbed raised back to life through this gift of healing.
Through this gentleman.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll have to give his address out to people.
It'll be pretty hard to do now. He's resident in a graveyard somewhere, but you can give it out if you like.
We'll move. So it didn't work for him?
I guess he could physician heal thyself. I guess there came a time the Lord said, you're going to be laid
to
rest.
Everybody has to die. So there's gifts of healing. What other gifts are there?
In verse 10, the working of miracles. That happens. To another, prophecy. In fact, if you look in Revelation, the gift of prophecy is one of the hallmarks, one of the identification marks of God's last day church.
In Revelation 12:17, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
The testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, according to Revelation 19:10.
Anyone can read that. Quite right. Then to another, diverse kinds of tongues. Another, the interpretation of tongues, you see.
So what we're saying then is that there are gifts, and the way to handle tongues is not to say all these gifts like tongues, the supernatural gifts and miracles, they're not relegated to the past.
No way.
They're still here, but we are to try the spirits and test these gifts to see whether they are the true gift from the Holy Spirit or whether the devil might be counterfeiting it.
That's right, and everybody wants the spectacular gift, man. Everyone wants to speak in tongues, want to heal, want to raise a dead person, but you know, the Bible talks about the gift of helps. There are people who are specially gifted to be like Martha and aid and assist and work quietly doing the work of God.
John, I think next time we come back, we have to spend more time on the counterfeit and the true. And what if I find myself in a faith fellowship or my own experience where I'm not following the Bible?
Good idea. We'll do that next time. Friend, you've got to call and get our free offer. We want you to have that dealing with this subject. Be sure to join us again next time for more. Right here on Bible Talk.
If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for BT128, Speaking in Tongues. The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California 95678. Or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.